Hello.
Hello, Lisa. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law. How are you?
Hiya, I'm all right, thanks.
That's good. There's now a convenient time to talk.
Aye, it's fine, aye.
That's good. I do apologize. I'm a little late. My call went longer than scheduled. So yeah,
That's all right.
I do apologize. So I do want to inform you, Lisa, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Aye.
And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through your inquiry with you. We've got some details, but I just need to take some further ones. Okay, so I'm just going to start off with your name. We've got here as Lisa, surname Fallon. Okay, any middle names?
No.
No, okay. And how am I best addressing you, Lisa? Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss, is that MISS or MS?
MISS.
That's okay, perfect. Okay, and I've got your email address here as lisafallon341@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, please, Lisa?
1977.
Sorry, your date of birth.
That's that, 1977, 1st of the 9th, 1977.
Oh, 1st of the 9th, 1977. It just sounded like you said 1977.
I know, that has it all the way. 1st of the 9th, 1977, so I just say 1977.
True, fair enough. That's easy for you, isn't it?
People help me saying it, and they go, "Do you know your date of birth, 1977? I go,
Yeah.
"No,
Do you know what?
1977.
Yeah, that's actually the same birthday as my son, that 1st of September.
You're joking. He's the 1st of December, and all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mad.
Yeah, he was early as well. He was 5 days early.
The first is a good. We're athletic, and
Yeah.
we're leaders in that. So I'm definitely that. He's a
Yeah.
Virgo as well. Aye,
I
mad.
know. Well, he starts nursery soon, and unfortunately, he's got to wait until January because the cutoff is the 31st of August.
Aye, I know what you mean. That was me. I had to start school at 4 and a half, and I
Yeah,
finished 5 in September.
it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Aye,
But then
aye.
you're the oldest in the class once you start the enrollment. It's
Aye,
crazy.
that's right, aye.
Oh, okay, Lisa. What's your home address, please?
56 Croy Road, Coatbridge.
56
Croy Road.
Troy Road.
It's Croy.
Croy
Road.
Road, Coatbridge. Got that. Okay, perfect.
ML5 5YG.
Perfect, thank you. Take that one out, and then that one there. Okay, perfect. And when it comes to communication preferences, are we okay to send you email and texts as well as phone calls?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, and is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, Lisa?
No.
No, okay, and would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
Beneficiary, what do you mean?
So if anything was to unfortunately happen to you, the award that the scheme awards you, it can be nominated to somebody else close to you.
Yeah, my son Ryan.
Okay. You said his name is Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan, and is that the same surname as you as well?
No, he's Ryan Kearney, K-E-A.
K-E-A-N-E-Y.
R. N-E-Y, aye,
Yeah.
Kearney.
Perfect. Okay. And what's his date of birth, please?
He's the 1st of the 12th, 1998.
1998 is perfect. And what's Ryan's telephone number, please?
I don't know his phone number. Sure, I don't know.
That's okay, don't worry. Okay, and does Ryan live with yourself?
Yes, 56 Troy Road, Coatbridge.
Sorry, bear with me. I have just gone off the page and forgot to save it. Ryan Kearney.
It's Kearney.
Yeah, I've got that. 56 Croy Road. Scotland. Take that one out. Take that one out. And that one out. Okay, perfect. Put that one. Okay, Lisa. So I do understand that discussing experiences linked to your application can be difficult and upsetting. But yeah, please take your time during this call. If you do need a break or further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during the call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No, I do anxiety and all that. No, I'm on medication for it. I've been on medication all night.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. Okay, well, if anything just gets too much for yourself or you need to have a breather, you just let me know, okay?
Right.
Okay, so the purpose of today's call is I'm going to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll explain how INS Law operates as a law firm for you and our funding and fees, and I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we'll be able to assist you.
Right.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. And you are entitled to three options when it comes to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Option one is that you can apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you.
Yeah.
Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who participates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. The participating solicitors and law firms can receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application.
Mm-hmm.
INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, be in option three, you will be choosing mm-hmm. a private legal representation or under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. I do just want to clarify, Lisa, at this stage, do you have any other form of representation for the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No.
No, okay, that's perfect. Okay, Lisa, so option three being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm, which means that we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. Right. So if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Right.
Okay, so if your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on the time and effort spent on your case and also a success fee as well.
Okay.
However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more of than the agreed cap of 19.2%. So that's 19.2.
Mm-hmm.
We can't guarantee that there'll be a massive success to this application, but all we can do is do the best that we can to build as much evidence and strengthen your case the best that we can and make it presentable to the Scottish Government. Right. But we also can't guarantee the level of award that the scheme may award you as well.
Right.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in a second. Okay, but if instructed, what we can assist with is whether you're eligible to apply for the scheme as mentioned. We'll gather and review all evidence required from today's phone call. And if applicable to the scheme, we'll then prepare and submit your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. Yes. We always do have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme. So when it comes to the end of the process, we'll always advise you of any offers made from the Redress Scheme themselves. Once an offer has been made and has been accepted from yourself, there is a statutory waiver to sign if an offer is awarded. But we'll also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review of the process within the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
What that statutory waiver is that I just briefly mentioned is that if a redress offer is made and you accept the award, that statutory waiver basically gives you the award itself, but you can't take out any civil claims against the local authorities or institutions that are linked in with the scheme on your application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense to you so far? Is everything all understandable for you?
Aye.
Perfect. Okay, Lisa. You also do have a right to cancel as well. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements.
Mm-hmm.
You can cancel within that period without reason or charge.
Right.
If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain. So would you like us to start that work immediately, or would you like?
I don't pay nothing. Don't I? Not. It's just a. You're just acting on my behalf, but I don't pay nothing. But if I get something, you take it off that?
Yeah, that's literally the nail on the head.
Well, that's all right then, as long as I don't need to pay anything, because I'm on Universal Credit and I'm on, what you call it, Disability Living Line, so...
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand. Yeah, no, you don't pay anything to us. There's no upfront cost, there's nothing like that. All you do is just sign our agreements, and then, yeah, as, yeah, as,
aye,
as,
we'll
as
see the people in the home and all that. I can't remember their second names. No, I don't know their second names. We never know their second names.
That's okay. That's completely fine. This more so, this isn't linked.
And they'd nicknames in that and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, I understand that. Yeah.
Well, no, and Peter, we called them Pizza.
Yeah.
That was my key worker.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. Yeah, no, this isn't towards any individuals. It's more so the local authority in itself.
Right.
So it's the, say, for example, Glasgow City Council or Edinburgh City Council. They more look so...
I'm North Lanarkshire Council.
Yeah, no, of course. Sorry, I was just spitting out examples to you. But yeah.
How long will it take to fill this out?
Fill out this application form?
Aye.
Not long. Not long.
Right,
all you've got to do is go through your care settings, surely.
Thanks.
I'll just grab a brief statement from you, and then I'll be able to send this out to yourself.
Right. Oh, do I need to fill something in?
No, I fill it all in for you. All you'd have to do is just sign it on your phone
when
it comes through on an email. And
so
then
I just need to sign it over the phone?
Yeah, you can sign it over the phone once I send it off to you.
Right, good. Right.
And then I can Yeah, 100%. And then obviously, I'll be able to send off your application to the Scottish Government then.
Today, once
you've signed it, yeah.
Right.
So what I will need as well from yourself as well, Lisa, is proof of ID and proof of address, just for verification purposes, and also anti-money laundering regulations as well. With the WhatsApp, we've got you on the WhatsApp, so you just take a picture. Yeah, so you just take a picture of either your driver's license, passport, or birth certificate.
I've got a citizen's ID card.
Yep, that's perfect. You can take a picture of that.
I've already got a picture of that saved in my phone, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, perfect. So yeah, you can send that through to me, and then just a proof of address dated within the last 3 months. So just making sure all four corners are showing in the picture. The picture's nice and clear. It's not blurry. And then you just send that over on the WhatsApp, and I can open
I'll do that.
Your
that's
file.
Good. Right.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, Lisa, is I'll just go through them care settings we do now.
Right.
So starting with your first care setting, can you remember where you was placed?
Aye, Cardross, Helensburgh. Cardross Care Home, Helensburgh.
Okay, the Cardross Assessment Centre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it the care home?
It was an assessment centre and a care home.
Yeah, it's
different units.
Isn't it?
They're all different units in it.
Yeah. What area was that in?
That's in Helensburgh.
Okay, that comes under Argyll and Bute Council.
Aye, it does, aye. Because you couldn't run away or anything, because there was only one train station, and you were caught before you got to it, and then they would take your clothes off and make you wear pyjamas all the time, so you were noticeable. Well, the train people knew he'd watch out for you and all. It was weird, but there was no other way to run away.
Yeah.
Too far away.
What year was it that you were placed in Cardross?
Right, let me think here. This is mental. Right, let me think. So...
'91. And how long was you there for?
A year.
Okay, 1992. Okay, and then from Cardross, where was you then placed?
That was it. I just was in there for a year, and then I was allowed to go back home.
All right, okay, that's absolutely fine.
So yeah, because of everything that was happening, I was drinking and buzzing gas and taking drugs and staying out all night, not going to school at all.
Yeah.
Try to tell myself, you name it, I done it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I couldn't talk to him about what was going on. I was trying to cover it all.
So you was you placed into care because you skipped school and stuff?
That was the reason I got put in, because I was getting abused out here. People that were friends and family, and then taking me in, buying me drink, doing that. It's not a matter about all that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Rather than ask me what was going on, they just fucked me in the home. And plus, it was all wrote down. The social workers knew that I was stealing food all the time because I wasn't getting fed in the house. I said that I was battling me and my brother all the time. We never had nothing. Starving constantly. And
yeah.
I was always stealing out of the food. It was always food. It's all wrote down. And then when I says to them, why didn't you do something about that? And what he says, oh, all your files went in fire. We've lost you and your brother's files. So my brother killed his cell anyway because of it all.
Your brother killed himself?
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that, Lisa.
Aye, 2019, was only 36.
Ah, oh, such a young age as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he just couldn't cope with it anymore. He was put in foster care. I was put in home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, that's all right.
So talk me through about your time in Cardross from when you got there.
But like, what do you want me to say, like?
So just talk me through, obviously, the you know, unfortunate experiences you may have endured during your time in Cardross.
It was just favouritism with them in there. It was, I was locked up. I didn't even get out at the weekend because I thought I would have ran away. So they all get out at the weekend. I didn't. The staff were headlocking me and all that. And they broke my watch, headlocking me, putting me in my room. But you might get 4 fags a day. They were putting me in my room for the least wee thing. We were hurting all that. I get pushed down the stair. Just physically and mentally abused, you know what I mean? It was just, you name it, it happened.
Yeah. Okay.
They used to take us to the time capsule and all that, and take us to the Barton's women and all that, but there were men staff that took us to their houses.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was supposed to be right.
Well, it took to their houses.
Aye. Your house, okay. Your own house. Try to say that they'd get jump in and get something when we were in the minibus. So how was a couple of years already done then? How were we in the house?
Yeah, no, of course, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so you just briefly mentioned about the staff would headlock you to restrain you. You remember them breaking your watch.
Breaking my watch, headlocking me, putting my head between their legs, putting my head into the... When I tried to run by them, because I was trying to get out of the room, he pushed his hip into my head and it battered off the wall. So obviously, I got a cut in my eyebrow. But they didn't give a shit. All they done was take me to the dentist. They never take me to the doctors or none.
Yeah.
They would take me back through the copeland to take me to the doctors and go to the time capsule and swimming and all that. But they didn't do anything else with you. Everything seems to be just a problem. Put you into your room, push you about, fucking lock you in your room. Constant punishments for nothing, basically. You weren't even doing anything, you were getting punished for things.
Okay, I wouldn't. You said, obviously, was it when you were running past them
you ducked down to get by somebody because their arm's on the wall? So I ducked under his aunt to get under, and he done that with his hip and plucked me into the wall. And obviously, my head hit the wall, so it was cut. My eyebrow.
Yeah.
Too heavy handed, if you know what I mean. Like, there was no need for that at all.
Yeah.
I was only trying to get by.
So this other person's hands were on the wall because that was what their instructions were from the staff member?
No, he was the staff member.
Oh, so his hands were on the wall. You've gone to duck past him and he's used his hip.
It's like you're standing in the middle of the hallway, but you've put your hand up there. And then when I tried to get under, because I was like watching, I tried to get under, and he just done that. He's hit me in the head, obviously, because I was ducked down to get under his arm.
Yeah.
And that Irish Brian, he used to headlock me and get me down, and he broke the watch that my gran got me. Headlock me. Put my hand, my head between his legs. And obviously, how you meant to get up? He's a grown man, and you know what that is.
When you just briefly mentioned then about obviously put your head between the legs and stuff like that, was that part of a restraining method as well? Was it that they used?
No, he was trying to make out he was carrying on with me, but it wasn't carrying on because it was hurting me, and I felt you didn't get out at the weekend. Everybody else did, so there was no witnesses.
Yeah,
just me having a fish tank.
Yeah.
And a big sitting room, because they didn't even let you watch the telly. That was only at the weekends. All we done was sit and play cards and that.
Yeah.
And we had to go to bed at 9:30 at night. And the school was in the premises, so we went to school there. We didn't get out of the place at all. Your mum and that were allowed to visit like once a month.
Yeah.
Because they were coming from here, away over on the train. They get two trains, one into Glasgow and then one to Glasgow to Helensburgh.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get out all the time, so... I didn't get out at all, I mean, at all about. So I didn't even get home visits at the weekends when the other ones did.
Home visits when the So is the home visits and being allowed out on the weekend, is that the same thing, is it, or is that separate? Like, can you go home for the weekend and be allowed out on the weekend too?
I wasn't allowed to go home at the weekend. I stayed in there 24/7. I wasn't allowed out. All I got to go was school. And you only went there to 9:30.
Yeah.
And that was the school in the place. Think of us. MD was in there, I'll tell you, that we went to school in there. We done PE and all that. Done art. Done drama.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to add at all?
Just that when I was in the school, we were in the toilet, and obviously there was somebody smoking. I get to blame it. I wasn't smoking. I just went to the toilet. But somebody had been in before me had been smoking.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck it is that works on the desk, but they came in, grabbed me with the shoulder, had my hair, obviously, pulled me down with the hair. You've been smoking. I was like, I've not been smoking. So I was in some state eating and all that, and it was a drama teacher. It came out and he's like, what's the commotion? I says, I'm going to blame the smoke. And he needed to verify that I almost came out the class 3 months ago. It wasn't enough time to smoke a fag, so it wasn't me.
Okay. And you said it was like by the receptionist, was it? We worked on the front.
I don't know. It was whoever sits on there. I didn't know because I didn't know the people that were. I was not long in. So whoever watches downstairs, I went into the toilet. I don't even know the class I came out of. I think it was maths actually. I came out of. I went to the toilet and it couldn't have been. It was a drama teacher that stuck up for me. So it was him. I came out of there. I'm trying to think who the maths teacher was. But aye. So I don't know who this person that worked on that. Must have been the person that opens the doors for. Or to make sure we don't go out.
A caretaker or something.
I like that, because, or a janitor, because if we try and run out, if the teachers aren't there, it's not a locked door for other people to get in and out, you know what I mean?
So when you were dragged back by the shoulder, what was it that happened to you?
Just grabbed with the shoulder, but my hair was down, obviously, so when you let go of my shoulder, he just grabbed my hair, and he was like, you've been fucking smoking in there, and I was like, no, I've not. I haven't been smoking, but there was no time to even. He wasn't even interested in my argument about it wasn't me, but pulling me down by the hair. And that's when the drama teacher came out because he must have been like, heard the commotion. He was like, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not about to put a hand on me. But they were nobody about, as I says. They were never anybody about. Everybody's in their classes. I'm out, obviously, because not everybody goes to the toilet at the same time.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They knew I had a wee bladder when I was younger. I always have to go to the toilet. It's the only thing when I'm older. Because I actually wanted to take North Lanarkshire Council to court because they should have took us out of our house years ago. And they knew that we were stealing food and we weren't getting cared about, and my brother was getting he got battered and was free in front of me, and when I tell them nothing about it.
Yeah,
they aren't helpless, and then they take us away when we're older, and we're really, really bad. Because we're trying to block overnight, and it was affecting coming in at night, going to school, doing anything. I mean, I was 12 and I was screaming all the time. Fucking 10, drinking bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
And I got burnt in the finger after the neighbour, because he was abusing me, so... Mm. I don't want to talk about this too loud, because it's next door.
Yeah, no, of course. How many times did you run away from Cardross?
None. I didn't get to do that. Other people done it, but...
you knew the process, and you
just
chose not to.
I didn't do that, no. But yeah. What, you get brought back and made to wear your pyjamas day in there, the slippers, you take your trainers off, you know that?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
No daft, I didn't do that. I wanted to get out, so I tried to do what I was told, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted back home. And I got assessed, and they just said I was a nervous wreck, but there was nothing, they basically just said, oh, there's nothing up there, she's just a nervous, very nervous lassie, and because you keep a lot of things hidden, you don't want embarrassed to be talking about things that's happened to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
When you're older, it all comes out, you start greeting me, you've got a drink in, you're telling people, then you're oversharing, then you feel worse for that.
Yeah.
Unqualified people that can't help you, and you're telling them, look, what the fuck am I all about? Mm. So you tell them that, isn't it?
Of course. One question I do want to ask you, Lisa, I just don't want to miss it, and I do apologise if it's a bit confrontational, or, you know, you don't want to talk about it. Was you ever sexually abused here?
Yeah, they used to come into my room at night.
Okay. Was it male staff members? Was it male staff members? Or was it female as well? Or?
No, not female, male.
Okay, so was it just one staff member? Would it be different?
No, there was three.
So and would they come in together or sit at separate times?
Separate.
Okay.
But I think they'd be clan on their own, you know what I mean? They knew about that because this one guy did not like me at all, and I told my granda. I said, she keeps on picking me all the time. And obviously, when I was on my own, like, if we just anything, he would come near me and grope me and all that, and I'd be like, I tried to stay away from him. I was really scared of him, man.
Yeah.
Aye. Try to come up behind you when you used to take a seat and bat and bath and swim over behind you, grab you into them. Obviously, he's behind me. I'm facing frontwards the same way he's facing. Come up behind me. You know what I'm on about? Put the back of him into me and grope me around the front. You know what I'm on about? All that.
Yeah, no, of course.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't touch any faster than what you did. Getting as much in as you could before MD looked. But I think a few people noticed what he was doing. Having all.
Yeah.
Nobody said that they were doing it to him. I didn't ask. I just, I think they could tell my face. I was like, oh fuck, I don't like him coming near me at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I tell my granddad, as I says.
Yeah. No, I do apologise for your, you know, experience in this, especially at a young age as well. Obviously, I know, you said, you know, it's come up from behind you, you know, grew up you from, you know, from the front and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would there ever be any hands around the neck? Would there be any, you know, hands going down, you know, under your clothes, anything like that? Or
that I can't remember his name. The other one, him that I can't remember his name. That's what I'm saying. See, him that done that in the bath. I can't remember his name. I keep saying it's Gordon. It's a funny name, like No, I can't remember it. I think I've blanked it out that much that I can't fucking see his name. I just can't get it now.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand
I can see his face with the moustache, but I can't get the name. It's gone. It's completely gone.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Don't stress yourself out too much. What was it that this guy done?
Just what I said to you. Groping me, putting his hands down under my swimming costume.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about up there and all that. Putting these, you know what, to the back of me, and I'm in the bath, obviously, you know what I mean? When it was erect, obviously, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for disclosing that experience with yourself. I know that can be difficult, but you've done an amazing job, Lisa, so thank you.
It takes
a lot of bravery. I've written a kind of brief statement up for yourself. I'm gonna just look over it quickly now. So I'm just gonna go quiet for about 10 seconds, just making sure I've got all the everything kind of capitalized and punctuation and stuff, and then I'll save it and get it sent over to you.
Okay. So do you send it in an email?
Yeah, so I'm gonna send it in an email now.
And what do I do when I get that?
What was that, sorry?
Do I need to do anything when you do that? When you send me that?
Yeah, so this is gonna be part of your application form.
Right.
So what I'm gonna do is I'll send this out alongside a few of our other documents. And it's basically a document of the client care letter, which is just to give a bit of a hi and welcome from ourselves on what we'll do to represent you. The conditional fee agreement, which is just explains the percentage that we take, but obviously just on paper so you can see it eye for eye, which is obviously, again, 19.2% in total. That's including VAT. There's also a letter of authority to sign as well, which just basically gives us the right to act on your behalf, obtain medical records, any care setting records, just basically gather the evidence on your behalf. And then alongside, obviously, the part one and part two of your application form, which will have my statement in it that I've written up for yourself. Based on what you've told me, Lisa, there is two types of payments that the redress scheme offer. One is a fixed payment of £10,000, regardless of any severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But from what you've told me, obviously, with it being emotional abuse, neglect with, obviously, the food situation, I know that was obviously outside the care, but it still gives you some sort of trauma during care. And then also the sexual abuse as well. I'm gonna put you forward for the individually assessed payment, which is up to £100,000. That's decided by a closed independent panel within the Scottish Government. So you or I don't have to attend anyway. But they'll assess the level of abuse that you've suffered with the evidence that we present, and obviously your statements as well. You will do a more in-depth witness statement with one of my colleagues further down the process. They just basically expand on my statement, ask more in-depth questions, really make your statement look presentable and build a very excellent case for yourself. And then we'll present that then to the Scottish Government for the panel to then, we'll then await a date. I'm going to put you forward for that, up to £100,000, because I feel like you're way more than applicable for that. So I'm just going to tick.
So how do you get all the information for years ago, if it was 1991, 92?
So we've got 100 of the clients that we're dealing with at the minute, just under 1,000 to be precise. So we have contact with nearly every council within the Scottish Government. So what we do is, wherever your care setting is, we'll then find out the information of who was in charge of that care setting at the time, and then we will then request a subject access request to them for your medical records. We've also got other institutions, there's National Records of Scotland. We deal with them as well. So there'll always be a kind of subdivision of where we go to collect these records. Some of these records are quite historical, so they can take longer than what's scheduled for them to come back.
Well, they have all them still 3 years ago?
Yes, they do. It's quite amazing. I've got a client who was in care in 1970 something, so it's obviously over 50 years ago, and they've still got records.
What about that social worker, Shane, when I asked why couldn't you have done something years ago for me and my brother? And they went, I says, I'd like to take you to court for other news of dinners. And they said, oh, we haven't got your records anymore. There was a fire up at the social work and they were all, your marks were burned.
Yeah, no, we've got ways and means around that, because there's been a few legal processes where, and it's even on the news as well, I believe, that there is some institutions that have physically burned the records to hide evidence. Obviously, that's valid enough to go through some criminality.
They're kidding on the front, me and my brothers, just because they knew how bad we were treated and they just left us.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So I
well, that's good. So I'm glad you're going to be ahead with us then, because it'll make me feel better, and I'm fighting for my brother and all now.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, of course. You're getting that closure for your brother as well. Yeah, 100%.
Aye, I'm not here now, and I think he'd be proud that I've done it. So aye, I want to do this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep my secret for nothing. Not keep my secret.
So yeah, so what I'm gonna do for yourself, yeah, I'm gonna send them contacts over to you now.
Aye.
You're more than welcome to click the link whilst I'm on the phone.
Aye.
And sign, or if you want 5 or 10.
Bit there, I'll put you on live speaker and tell me what to do, right?
Yeah, of course.
Aye.
I'm just gonna send that over to you now, just bear with me.
Right.
That one there.
So what happens? Did you put this claim forward and they can either accept or reject?
But there's a very, very slim chance that they reject it. They only reject it if you don't fit the scheme, basically, which in your case you do, and you do to a very high degree. So there's not really to worry about in that sense. We're always here to do the best job that we can to represent you.
Aye. What do you do here? If you click what?
What was that, sorry?
Please click the link below to sign your documents. Did I click this?
Yeah, click that link. That's me.
Right. So I'll click that. And did I actually sign this?
Yeah. So you actually sign it with your finger. Just bear with me. I'm going to get that link up myself so I can talk you through it.
My finger?
Yeah. So with your finger, you literally just sign each box. So it'll say at the bottom about how many required fields are left. If you just click that field each time you after you've signed, it'll take you straight to the box.
Well, I put apply on now, or upload, what do you do?
What's that, sorry?
Do I press apply? I've wrote my signature.
Yeah, so you've done your signature and you click apply and that'll populate your signature into that box.
I've done it.
Yeah, then at the bottom of your screen, it'll say how many required fields are left.
Aye, 3.
Yep, so click the box and it'll take you to the next one.
So I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding and has the same legal effect as handwritten signature?
Yep, that you can click that one as well. But next to or under that box, it'll say how many required fields are left. You just click. Yeah, so click that that yellow box, and it'll take you to the next box where you need to sign.
Sign here again.
Yeah, and then you just sign on each box, and then once they've all signed, you just click submit signature.
Right, I've done it. So 2 left now. Right. Right. So 1 left. Every signature looks different.
That's okay. Obviously, it's an electronic hand signature. Do you know what I mean? It's still you. Yes, yeah, so you click submit signature at the next to where that yellow box was.
Aye.
Once you've clicked that.
Submit. Is that what it says? Submit signature. It's not saying it yet. It's just purple one.
Okay. Have you clicked the box that says I confirm that my electronic signature is binding?
I've tried it and it's not letting me press it.
Okay, and it's saying 0 required fields?
All required fields complete. Oh, I've done it. Right, ask me then.
Okay, yeah, have you signed that, have you?
Yeah, I've done it all.
Okay, perfect. I just...
Okay, signature completed. Do you need to press verify all the things?
What's that, sorry?
It says signature completed, thank you. Your documents have been signed and recorded. And it says loan-ins. No, I need to press verify, you know.
Right, bear with me. Yeah, so I've got your documents here.
Right.
They've come back to me. Just bear with me, I'll just see if everything's all done. Okay, part one.
So have I done it?
I'm just going through your documents now, just double checking. So that's on there. Part 2. Yep, so your signature looks absolutely fantastic. Okay. So all you need to do now, Lisa, is I can still send your application off regardless that you haven't sent the ID just over yet, because the Scottish Reader scheme don't exactly require your ID, but they do further down the line. So on the WhatsApp, whenever you're ready, just send the proof of ID and proof of address over to myself.
Will you stay there and I'll show you that I've done it?
I'll receive the notification anyway once you've sent it. But I'm happy to stay on the phone for you, no problem.
I'll stay there because I'm just going to get the picture uploaded. So who am I talking to here? Oh, right. I'm just, right. Camera. Is it in my camera or files that I get it?
It would be, yeah, the citizenship card.
Right. So...
And if you need to take a picture of a letter within the last 3 months.
Right, so one, sent that one, right? And then I've got another one to send. Have you got that?
I've got that, that's perfect.
Is it?
I'll upload that to your file right away, Lisa.
And that's Sebastian.
That's the back of it, perfect, thank you.
That all I need to do.
What's that, sorry?
Do I not need to send you a letter with my proof of address on it?
Yes, please, yeah. So data within the last 3 months, it can be a utility bill, a phone bill.
If this tries to cut out, just stay in the line, it means I've went down the stairs and it's conked out, but I'll run back up and it'll all connect again. It's just a matter of reception in my house.
Yeah, no, that's fine. As I said, right. You can you can obviously send that proof of address to me obviously whenever it's best for you.
I've already got it now.
Okay, that's absolutely fine then.
Right, so
I'm going to upload this to your file.
Put like a bank statement or something.
A bank statement, council tax, utility bill, anything that's just dated within the last 3 months. It's got your name and matching the address that you provided.
So what's the due date on this? 15/26/26, what about North Lanarkshire Council annual rent statement?
Annual rent statement, did you say?
Aye.
Yes, potentially, yeah.
Right, just tell me if it's not right and I'll look for something else. It's just... Right, wait a minute. Tell me if you can see this, all right?
Yeah, go on, no worries.
So, my name and address, you've got to see.
Yeah, name, address, and obviously the header as well. So all four corners showing, please.
Right. Right, is that all right?
That's just coming through to me now. Yeah, that's dated the 15th of the 6th, so that's perfect.
That'll be all right then.
So, yep, so you're all complete. I wish every client was like yourself. it makes my job so much easier than doing bits and bobs and trying to ring them back to get IDs and POA. Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna upload that to your file now. So what you're gonna receive from me now, Lisa, is a confirmation that I've sent your application off to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Okay. They do take around about 2 to 3 weeks to process an application number. But they also do have a backlog at the minute. So the minute we have an application number, you'll receive a notification via email. And then we'll be able to start obtaining records on your behalf. In the meantime, just sit back, relax. We're going to start doing the hard work for you. If you are more than welcome to call us for an update at any time. But between now and probably the next point of call, we'll be around about 2 or 3 months just whilst we're gathering all the evidence, the records, waiting for your application number and stuff. But as I said, we're only a phone call away if you want an update or anything, need any support, anything like that. Okay.
So I'm just wondering, how are you going to verify everything that happened? It just doesn't make sense to me.
So we don't exactly verify incidents that happened. All we do is we confirm that you was in a care setting, a potential as to why you was in a care setting, but we don't confirm incidents that happened to you because that's your story. No one can say that didn't happen to you because that's your story, that's your experience, and that's how you've been made to feel. So what we do is gather the records, even with your medical records as well. You said obviously you suffer from anxiety, you take antidepressants for that. That plays a factor from obviously your time in care and your upbringing as a child. It's had a knock-on effect. That's support and evidence that we can use as part of the application. So well, that's why.
The record will show you that I've tried to kill myself numerous times.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry that that's been a circumstance for yourself as well.
I've stabbed myself in the stomach. Took overdoses.
Yeah.
Million times, I can't even remember what else. I've stabbed myself in the stomach about 3 times. Thought that might have done it, but it didn't.
No, of course, I understand that. Well, that again is supporting evidence in itself.
I've been in the hospital a good few times with all the things that I've done to myself. So,
yeah.
All that, aye, that's good.
Yeah. So right. we'll use all that information. And as I said, yeah, my team, they literally work in the next room to myself. We liaise with them at all times. They'll give you a call down the line in the process to just go in depth in regards to the statement that I've made. Ask some further questions on how you've been made to feel, and they'll write up a very, very excellent witness statement for yourself. And then once we've got your file complete and all the processes have been met, that's when we then submit your application, full application off to the panel, awaiting for the panel date then.
Right. And do I need to go to the panel?
No, it's all done behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere.
So is somebody from your place going to phone me and ask me things? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and that's going to be quite a few months away. This process does take around about 10 months plus at the minute. The Scottish Government are backlogged. It was around about a 6 to 12 month wait, and now they've sent an email about 2 weeks ago advising that the current backlog is at least a 10 month plus process, and they're currently recruiting for more panel members. To reduce this backlog. So we'll always advise you of a panel date and when that's going to be. We'll advise you of when we're submitting your application to the panel, and we'll also advise you of a conclusion of the award that you've been offered as well.
Right. So assuming the people from your place are going to phone me, what will they ask me?
Again, as I said, it's just so the questions that I've asked you, obviously, about your time in care, they'll expand on what I've said, basically, already. They're more trained in that field of knowing how and what to put in a witness statement. Just like yourself, then obviously you've told me, self harm. They'll ask you about that and why the reasons were for it at the time, and whatever your answer is. And I know for a fact it's going to be down to your time in care, the loss of your brother, a lot of things. So that's what they'll be doing. They'll be expanding my statement to make it a more professional witness statement for yourself.
Right. So they'll phone you back when, Jenk?
I can't exactly put a time date on it, but it is going to be quite a few months away, between now and, as I said, obtaining application number for you, gathering records for you, that's going to take a few months in itself. As I said, you're more than welcome to give us a call for an update in the meantime. And we'll always advise you of where we're at. But yeah, that call will come, but I just can't say when. It'll be at least 6 months.
You put a wee note on it if you don't get me to keep trying me, because I've got my phone on airplane. No, what you call that? Silent mode, because it gives you the right
things. Yeah, do not disturb. Well, it, if you can. Save our number now, so obviously who it'll be that'll be calling you.
0161?
Yeah, 0161, that's us.
888-0834. I'll save this then, so they know it's yours, right?
Yeah, perfect.
I don't really answer my phone a lot, just to people I know.
Yeah, no, of course. And my investigations team, their number is the exact same, but the last four digits is 0830, and ours is 34.
Right, I'll make sure that that's under what will call you?
INS law.
INS law. Right, I'll do that. Right, is that me then? Is that everything?
That's all you, Lisa. You can go and enjoy your afternoon. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for your time. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Right, thanks.
Cheers. Thank you, Lisa. Bye
now. Thank you. Bye.